Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Unless you're a fan of the Pac-12, which is now down to 4, which means that you no longer exist. But for everybody else, have a great Friday. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. You could be here in Atlanta, Georgia with me. You could be up in New York with super producer and host Dave Shepard. You could be in sad California or the West Coast with the Pac-12. You could be in Texas. You could be overseas. You could be in Canada. What's up, Canada? Thank you to everybody. Look, I've been here for an hour already. We talked about college football realignment. Everybody's moving. Big 12 snatching up schools. Big 10 snatching up schools. They're leaving the Pac-12 with nothing. It's very, very sad. Right before the break, we talked about Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara suspended, violating the NFL's personal conduct policy for punching that guy's lights out in Vegas before the Pro Bowl last year. He got arrested after the Pro Bowl. He's not getting locked up, but the NFL's still punishing him. Kenyon Drake, now a member of the Indianapolis Colts. Jonathan Taylor, no idea what's going on with him and his contract, so it might as well add some insurance, right? Sure. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got some more news in a few minutes, a few seconds actually. We'll talk about Anthony Davis getting some major bread from the Los Angeles Lakers. The U.S. Women's National Team, they'll be in action on Sunday. I just came from volleyball here in Atlanta. AVP, Professional Beach Volleyball. They built a beach here in the middle of Atlanta. Some good stuff. We'll talk about that. Team USA basketball is in action. They're getting ready to participate in FIBA. We got a bunch of NBA stars, practice guys. I don't know what to call them, but they got some action out in Vegas. So we got more to do here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get some calls. Callers on who've been waiting patiently, and then I have to tell you about this Anthony Davis deal. Robbie is here from Jacksonville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, what's up, Robbie? How are you?
Yo, what's up, JR? Hey, real quick, I know you got a lot to do. The last intro from break, the girl talking about every time she gets in the car and an Uber, turn them on to your show. Man, tonight I got in an Uber. I was like, what time is it? 10:04? Hey, man, turn JR on. He's like, who's that? I was like, you won't be disappointed. Dude, we need to start getting you sponsored by Uber at this point, man. That's our goal, right? Last thing, man, is, yeah. Ooh, sucks for the Pac-12. Sucks worse for me that I won't have anything to watch after 10 p.m. on a Saturday night now. But
you still, you can watch Stanford play Washington, okay?
Yeah, man. Dude, so hey, one more thing. What do you think is going to happen with the Pac-12, man? Just disbanding completely?
No, I don't think they'll be disbanded completely. They'll probably go into the Mountain Conference or something like that. But yeah, I mean, that's, to be honest, and my apologies, that's going to be a step down from what they are. All you got to do is look at the balance sheet. The balance sheet will tell you how valuable the Pac-12 is, you know?
Gotcha, bud. All right, guys. Well, that's all I got for you, man. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you, Robbie, for calling from Jacksonville. And shout-outs to all the Uber drivers out there. Uber, Lyft, people driving services that I've never heard of in my life. The writing was on the wall for the Pac-12. Okay, fine. USC, UCLA, they were gone, and that was pretty much all she wrote. But when you have Apple TV, this is not Apple trying to purchase media rights for the NFL. Like, they're trying to get a deal with a nascent streamer. Like, it's cool for the MLS to go ahead and say, oh, yeah, we're going to have all of our games on Apple. It's another thing from the Pac-12 to have to say, oh, well, this is almost a Petri dish for Apple TV. This is a Petri dish. Like, come on, ain't it? They're not broadcasting college. It's going to happen one day, but it shouldn't have been even entertained with the Pac-12. It was out of necessity. Clarence is calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Clarence?
Hey, JR, you still a favorite, man. What's going on? Long time no see.
Hey, man, you're my favorite. What's up?
Well, I want to talk to you about this real lineman, JR. College real lineman. Everybody going crazy, man. Prime time says all the coach times is all about money. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it, Clarence. Clarence knows the deal. Always about money. You damn right. I like Clarence. He gets right to the point. Speaking of money, I saw this come down the pipe today. I had to go, what? And I guess they had no choice, right? Listen to me very, very carefully. The Los Angeles Lakers gave Anthony, I'll tell you his nickname in a minute. Charles Barkley knows it. They gave Anthony Davis a contract extension. He was entering into the final year of his contract. He had a player's option after this upcoming season, so he could have opted out, or, you know, it could have been the last year. And so the Lakers said, hey, here is a new 3-year contract. $186 million. He has a new 3-year extension, $186 million for Anthony Davis. If you want to know why this is, I don't want to say so concerning or why this is an issue, let's listen to Charles Barkley, of course, on TNT, tell you, or let's listen to the nickname that Charles Barkley gave Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, I told you, the Lakers can't win this series. Forget about the championship. They can't win this series without street clothes.
I'm not even. You want to explain that?
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
You ain't got to explain it, Chuck.
Yeah, like, come on, like, that is an awful name to have for a professional athlete, to have the nickname Street Clothes. And this is absolutely terrible. In two seasons in New Orleans, Anthony Davis maxed out when he was 23 And 24 years old, he maxed out by playing 75 games. It would be a miracle if Anthony Davis ever played 75 games in a season again, especially as he gets older. I remember Anthony Davis in Kentucky. I remember watching him. I don't remember what city. I remember seeing him, maybe Houston. I remember watching him at Kentucky, participating in the Final Four, winning a championship. I remember watching this dude. And then all of a sudden, he's with New Orleans, and then he wants to be traded. And where does he want to go? He wants to go to the Los Angeles Lakers because that's where everybody wants to play, right? You want to play in Miami. You want to play in L.A. You want that. You want the lifestyle. You want everything that comes with it. And so good on Anthony Davis. He gets traded to the Lakers. He wins a championship in the bubble with LeBron James. And now he has a contract extension. This sounds nuts. It sounds crazy. Anthony Davis is 30 years old. He's 30 years old. Anthony Davis is already on the NBA's 75th anniversary team, which means in the history of the NBA, Anthony Davis is one of its greatest players. And when he plays, and sometimes consistency also factors into that, you could say so. Given his skill set offensively, his talents defensively, blocking shots all over the place, maybe that's one of his issues. It must really be terrible. It gotta suck when you're a basketball player and you can't jump. Anthony Davis jumps. He falls on the floor. Anthony Davis is in the air, and he always lands awkwardly. Anthony Davis, when he goes down to the ground, you expect it to be a catastrophic injury. Anthony Davis, when he leans over, you go, oh my God, he's about to be out for the season. Anthony Davis gets poked in the eye. You think his eyeball fell out. Anthony Davis is made out of glass. He's Mr. Glass. The memes exist. Anthony Davis starring as Samuel L. Jackson in Unbreakable. It's sad. And so let's think about this money here. I told you it's a 3-year extension for Anthony Davis. $186 million. This contract doesn't end until 2028. Unless the Lakers can move him and maybe his contract looks attractive to somebody 3-4 years from now. Anthony Davis is going to be a Laker, man. $40 million this upcoming season. What a discount. 43, 57, 62, $66 million in the final year of his deal. When Anthony Davis will be 34 years old, getting ready to move into 35 years old. How the hell am I going to trust Anthony Davis? How is he? It's like he's going to be past his expiration date. This is the same Anthony Davis when he initially signed his contract and he got to LA. This is the same Anthony Davis who made it clear to the public. He sat at a press conference and basically said, I'd be a dumbass not to sign a contract extension. Because my ass is always hurt. Listen to this.
Yeah, it wasn't a matter of, you know, without coming back or not. I think it was just more so, figuring out, you know, the contract length. I just wanted to be here. I wanted to be here. My family wants to be here. I love this organization. I love the coaching staff that we have. Also, you know, the reality of things, too. I do have a little history with injuries. A 2-year deal, you kind of bet on yourself. You know, do I get to that? You know, God forbid, knock on wood, something happens. I wanted to secure the most amount of years possible, so I thought the 5-year deal.
I got a little issue with injuries. A little? What is he? He's being modest here? No, man, you hurt all the time. Anthony Davis, and let's remember this, okay? 2020, the world went into the toilet, okay? We remember that part. Anthony Davis coming into the league. Let's listen to this. This is an 82-game season, 82 games in an NBA season. First year, 2012-2013. Listen to how close each number gets to 82. 64 games. 67, 68 when he was 21 years old. 61, 75, 75, 56, 62. It was COVID year. 36 games. 40 games. This past season, Anthony Davis played 56 games. Do you need to be a rocket scientist to figure out how many games he's going to play when he's 33 and 34? And if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, I guess the question is, do you have a choice? What are you going to do? Just let him walk? And you're going to let him walk home to Chicago? Like, what is the deal with Anthony Davis? You got to keep him, right? He's an asset. He might be a broken asset in a few seasons, but he's an asset. And let's also think about this. We don't know what the hell is going on with LeBron James. I know that he has this upcoming season on his contract. He has a player option for next year. LeBron James could be done at the end of this season. He could be done at the end of the next season. And guess what? Anthony Davis will still be a Laker, and the Lakers will have tried to bring in another superstar by then to replace LeBron. You can think about these contracts the NBA players are getting. Damian Lillard wants to go to Miami. Bradley Beal is now out in Phoenix. Jaylen Brown is making more than $300 million per year, and people are saying he cannot go left. At least he's still in his 20s. At what point do these contracts bite the league in the ass? I'm sorry. Because to make this amount of money and not play is more than dangerous. It is, you are stepping into the danger zone with the NBA. The NBA has and continues to grow internationally. The NBA does an excellent job marketing its players. The NBA does an excellent job in the digital media space. The NBA is moving. But we already know about load management. And you can have a tournament at the beginning of the season. You could make things nice. You could make it all look great and appease the fans and try to get dudes to play. But it's like some of these new cars, right? They don't make them like they used to anymore. We don't know. Anthony Davis didn't come off the assembly line. Maybe he grew too fast. His growth spurt is historically documented. He grew like 9 inches in like 2 months. I'm exaggerating, but he kind of did. And so maybe his growth plates don't work. I don't know. Listen to me sound like a doctor. I'm not. People are going to be ticked off, though. Sure. People show up to see the Lakers all over the country. I don't necessarily think they're showing up because they want to see Anthony Davis. But the less that he plays, the older that he gets, the more bread that goes into his bank account. It's getting dangerous. And I don't think it's just basketball. Well, maybe it is because these dudes don't play. When's the mutiny? When do people stand outside of Crypto.com Arena or whatever the hell they call that thing now When do they get mad that Anthony Davis doesn't play? Never? They're going to keep showing up religiously? Anthony Davis, congratulations. 3 years, $186 million for an extension that takes him to 2028. Here's the question, though. How many games is he going to play each season? 55, 60? Anthony Davis should be given money back. The Los Angeles Lakers, I mean, from a basketball perspective, they got no choice but to keep him. And this is market value. This is what the CBA dictates. This is what Anthony Davis is worth, even if he doesn't play. I could see this being a disaster. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I can't think of anybody. If you got something positive to say about Anthony Davis' contract, please let me know. I'd be real interested to think about the positivity in this situation. I can't find it. Unfortunately, Johnny Manziel, he has a Netflix doc coming out, and there's negativity in everything that he's going to share. It also has to do with money. Think about if he got that type of cash. I guess he can ask his family. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller, love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about college football realignment. Pac-12 is now down to four damn teams. It's tough. Alvin Kamara being suspended for the first three games of the NFL season after punching that dude's lights out in Las Vegas. Anthony Davis, he got a contract extension. 3 years, $186 million. Anthony Davis is 30 years old. His contract is going to end in 2028. He will be 34, moving into 35 at that point. And we know Anthony Davis can barely show up to work. And I guess the Los Angeles Lakers, they had no choice. They needed to at least keep one star. And Anthony Davis is a star when he plays. The problem is he doesn't. I can't find, there's so much risk here. Between him and Kawhi Leonard, I don't know. Who's more of a poster boy for injuries in the NBA?
I got a question for you, JR.
Yes.
So, you mentioned Kawhi, and correct me if I'm wrong, literally verbatim you said, Anthony Davis is a star when he plays. You're right. He is a star. He ain't a superstar. He's not Kawhi putting on perennial all-stars on his back. He's not an alpha on a championship team, even when he's playing and even when he's healthy. And this guy is making more than $60 million a year? Like, they're paying him like he's Giannis. Correct me if I'm wrong, JR. Is Anthony Davis ever, even when healthy, one of the two or three best players on planet Earth?
Oh, Shep, you're yelling.
I'm sorry.
My ears.
I wasn't trying to hurt your ears. I'm just...
It's okay.
But to me... They're not, like JR, like, remove the street clothes tag for a second from Charles Barkley. Even if he plays, when he plays, he's still not one of the greatest guys on planet Earth. Now, he'll have, JR, he'll have games. He'll have games when he looks pretty good. But you and I both know, even when he plays, and that was apparent this postseason, he's on and off.
Yeah, well, Shep, we talked about this last week when you weren't here.
Oh.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
His situation. Gotcha. Okay. No, I'm just saying. We talked about this last week.
I thought I was making some brilliant points. I thought you were going to pat me on the back with that one.
No, we didn't. We talked about this when or whatever it was.
Gotcha.
When Jaylen Brown got his contract.
Okay, well, now that's even more of a star than Anthony Davis, because like you said, at least he's a two-way player still. Anthony Davis can't play defense anymore.
No.
All right.
No. There are stars in the NBA, and they are superstars.
And AD and Jaylen are not superstars. Thank you.
There you go. That's the conversation that we've already had on air. To look at the money, you might as well throw it out the window. Because Jaylen Brown, we know, as of today, right now, this moment, it's not going to last long. You know, we know Tatum will make another $30 million on top of what Jaylen Brown is getting. He's the highest paid player in NBA history. Right place, right time, it all hit for Jaylen Brown. If we're going through the rosters, or if we're looking at all-star teams, he ain't going to be the number one dude selected, not by a long shot. And so the money is the money. The market and the CBA and the revenue generated by the NBA dictates the money. And so, yeah, we haven't moved into a space where the contracts are tiered. He has, quote-unquote, checked the boxes to be eligible for that money, no different than Anthony Davis. Are you all NBA? Are you an MVP, Ray? They're checking the boxes. And this is what they negotiated with the CBA. God bless them. But you are 100% correct. They are stars. You have your Giannis's. You have your Jokic's of the world. You have your Steph Curry's of the world. And then you got guys who are notch below them. Like, not everybody is going to be a superstar. And Anthony Davis, we know he ain't no superstar. He ain't driving the boat, driving the ship. I mean, he's steering the ship. He can go out there and be a 30-20 guy one game, and he could be like, here's 10-10 another. He's still going to get that 60, though. That 60 mil in the last year. Not even the last year of his deal. The last year of his contract, when he's 34, sitting on 35, he's going to make $66 million, and he's probably going to be doing it on the bench in street clothes. 855-212-4CBS. Bill is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, JR. How are you tonight, my man?
I'm amazing. What's up?
Good stuff. Haven't chatted in a while, but I, you know, when you mentioned that contract, that's infuriating to me, to be honest with you. I mean, it's as a sports fan and everything, I just cannot believe that the salaries are getting this outrageous. Like, when does it end? Because, you know, as you just said, Brown and Davis, they're not even superstars. So when you got the guys like, you know, like Tatum and all the guys to re-sign and Curry and the likes, It's ludicrous. And you know, the fans better start to boycott this soon or something, because the ticket prices are getting outrageous that you can't afford it unless you're a corporate entity of some kind. Yeah. or in six-figure salary all the, you know, throughout the year. So all these things are adding up, and it's just ludicrous that a guy who plays probably two-thirds of the season this year, maybe, is getting $60 million. And if you prorate that, of course, that's $90 million. Because he's only working for two-thirds of his year. So, and I was just thinking as well, quickly, JR, that, you know, in an equation like in the hockey world, Connor McDavid, this is going to shock everybody, who is arguably, you know, one of the best athletes on the planet. He makes $11 million a year. That's it. This guy's
getting
62.
NHL doesn't generate the same rev as the NBA does.
Oh, I know, but it's just that discrepancy is insane, because, you know, he's 26 years old, Connor McDavid, and he's just unbelievable, as you know. And you're right, it's all based on revenue, but they've got, you know, as I say, they just got to level it off, because it's just out of whack.
Well, I think what will level it off is if the money goes down. But if the right. money is going to go up, there ain't no leveling off, man. It'll have to be driven, and maybe it's not a boycott. It's going to have to level off with fan interest. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about Connor McDavid versus, you know, what he makes versus Anthony Davis, it doesn't matter. There are more people who watch and are interested in the NBA. It's more valuable as a media property. And so ABC, ESPN, TNT, they are paying a hefty premium to broadcast the games. And so that money, it got to go where? It gets split between the owners and the players. And that's the nature of the game. Now, if there is less interest, the fans don't watch, then, yeah, the money's going to go down. There's no guarantee that the money is going to continue to go up and up and up and up, especially if they don't play, Bill. You're 100% correct. It may not be a boycott, but that's the formula, man.
Yeah, it's just very disappointing because it's a great game, and it's just the money is really, really ruining it in a lot of ways. And these guys, a lot of them, just seem so entitled. Yeah. And it's
look, the more money you make, the less incentive you have to go out there and work when you know that cash is guaranteed. Thank you, Bill, for calling from Toronto. I've heard this applied to professional fighters. I don't even know how many times. If you're a boxer, think about it this way. Most boxers, most fighters, they ain't fighting because they absolutely want to. You know, they're doing it out of need. They're doing it out of necessity. They're doing it because they have to find a way to make and earn a living. They have to come up. And so you might come from some terrible circumstances. But as you start to climb the ladder and you go from sleeping on the floor in some terrible circumstance, terrible home, and now you're all of a sudden sleeping in a mansion, do you have that same type of hunger? When you go from sleeping on a cardboard box to, you know, sleeping on Egyptian cotton, do you still have that same type of hunger? How do you maintain it? And so when the world is your oyster and you getting all this money, where's the incentive to get up and earn it? I mean, we talk about all the time how NBA players used to play, what happened where they don't have to. Hey, there's more. I think this is the biggest thing. There's more money on the line for everybody. For the owners to protect, quote unquote, their investments with the players. And for the players to say, I need to protect myself so I can get another contract and play as long as possible. You want to know why we got load management? Money. It starts with the owners, too. It's not just the players. It's the owners. Everybody got their share of blame. They got to get it together before the fans start saying, yeah, no, thank you. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on Anthony Davis' contract. I also want to tell you about Johnny Manziel. He has a new documentary coming out, Speaking of Money, a wild story about him and his finances. We got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the first day that I've heard your show, and what a find. Great show. You have a smooth delivery in the way that you handle talk radio.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It'd be terrible if it was a jagged approach to talk radio. I'm just smooth, easy. At least I try to be. I just wake up and talk. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, on the heels of another Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony, we're going to talk about some football. We're going to talk some NFL. Because the guys who are being inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow, what they currently watch as a product is probably vastly different from when they played. I think we can probably all say the same thing. The NFL has changed over the years. We've had some rule changes. And it appears that the NFL is looking to change another rule. I'll share that with you at the top of the hour. Right before we went to break, we talked about Anthony Davis and his contract, known by Charles Barkley by his nickname of Street Clothes, Anthony Street Clothes Davis. The Lakers just gave him a three-year, $186 million extension. He'll be a Laker, or at least he'll have a contract, through 2028. If the Lakers can move him at any point, God bless him. That means he's actually playing and is a sucker out there. But speaking of money, someone who's blown a lot of money, $5 million of it, maybe more, probably heard of this guy. His name is Johnny Manziel. Yes, NFL bust Johnny Manziel. You can put him on the list of one of the biggest busts in NFL history. He was in the good graces of LeBron James until even LeBron James said, I want nothing to do with this guy. Johnny Manziel has an entire documentary that's going to drop following him or just kind of chronicling his life up until now on Netflix. Untold Johnny Football is going to launch this upcoming Tuesday. And so there's certainly a lot of interest surrounding Johnny Manziel, someone who won a Heisman at Texas A&M, thrown around the money sign, someone who was drafted 22nd overall in 2014, and someone whose career was over 2 years after that. Browns deciding to give him the boot. He was forced into rehab reluctantly, accused of assaulting his girlfriend, and just had a crap career in the NFL. And so he's now sharing everything that's gone into that period of time. The Browns gave him the boot in 2016, and he talked about how at that point, right after he got cut, he was suicidal. He said at one point he went on a $5 million bender before trying to commit suicide. Said that he had the gun ready to go. He pulled the trigger. And for whatever reason, the gun malfunctioned and Johnny Manziel is still here. And you talk about money. Notorious B.I.G. said more money, more problems. And I know there's always jokes about Johnny Manziel and his money, family's money, whatever the case might be. Just call it fame. Fame will chew you up and spit you out. I want you to listen to this. This is from the Netflix trailer. Johnny Manziel just talking about how he just spiraled. Listen.
This guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, I've got 30 grand for you to sign autographs. And once that happened for the first time, it was like game on.
After that, I saw a different side of him.
When you take one step onto a slippery slope, it goes pretty quick.
You have to be careful heaping too much expectations on a young man.
Johnny, I sang it was win or lose, we boost. And it was real true.
It was just direct self-sabotage. It was probably a $5 million bender.
He had this fear in his eyes.
The money and the fame is eating him alive.
You have to look back and think, were you ever going to be satisfied? Was enough ever enough?
I guess not. Johnny Manziel at one point sang, I thought I played better the harder I partied. Whoa. I mean, look, we talked about this earlier this week. Domingo Germán from the New York Yankees. CeCe Sabathia had a whole entire just plan. I thought you don't pitch, you recover, you rest, you try to stay loose, you get back on the mound. CeCe Sabathia is just like, oh, yeah, you know, my off days I was drinking, I detoxed, and then I pitched and then I started drinking again. Whoa. Functional alcoholic. Not a game. We know Johnny Manziel went to rehab. And I guess things are good. I certainly hope things are good and that they're on the up and up for Johnny Manziel. I know a couple of days ago it was reported he's opening up a bar and a restaurant. It's Johnny Manziel's Money Bar. It's going to be out in College Station. I don't know if he should be frequenting in the place or maybe his name is just on it. I assume he'll be there. And I don't know if this is appropriate or inappropriate. I just wish Johnny Manziel all the best. And it kind of odd, Shep, that on Tuesday his documentary drops and it talks about all of his issues. And then he's opening up a bar? Like, isn't that kind of counterproductive? Or am I missing something?
It's like LT opening up a drugstore. Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor?
Yes, yes.
I was going to say LT could, I mean, he's had his share of, mind. Go ahead.
Is this going to give Johnny Manziel even more of a big head? Because, look, he was the first freshman in college football history to ever win a Heisman. And so from there, you can only really go downhill unless you're just like a Patrick Mahomes and nothing seems to gas up your head the way it does for Mahomes. It's troubling. This is probably one of the five guys in sports you don't want going anywhere near a bar. It puts into perspective how the greatness of guys like Brady are and Manning. I mean, because Manziel, JR, he might have, correct me if I'm wrong, he might have just turned 30. Like, he should be at the beginning of his prime at this point as an NFL quarterback. That's how relatively young he is. He should still be in the NFL. And he's been out for like 7-8 years now.
Yeah, should be. His final game was with the Browns in 2015.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Right after? I do remember him playing in the CFL, but I mean, what's that, you know?
Yeah.
My apologies, Shep. I'm going to get calls from people in Canada now. Prepare yourself.
Jared, my question for you would be, was it inevitable that given the attention and the hoopla and the notoriety he received in college football, no matter what franchise he landed with, it was going to be a very quick time in the NFL? Or do you believe if he was drafted to a coach like Andy Reid or Mike Tomlin or Bill Belichick, it would have completely been a different narrative, a different story for Manziel? Because Baker Mayfield, same thing, came in with a lot of hype, certainly a better career than Manziel, but he didn't last too long with the Browns either. I don't know if it's a Cleveland Browns thing more than it is a Manziel thing.
Well, I think the answer is yes. The environment that you end up in can certainly have an impact on how your career is going to go. But a lot of it depends also on you and what you have. I can look at the Cincinnati Bengals. When you think about Joe Burrow and his personality and what he accomplished, was there any doubt that he was going to come in and you know, try to turn the franchise around? So you got to look at your individual talent and what you can do. And some guys, and Joe Burrow is a winner. That's infectious, man. And now you're looking at a team that's just like AFC Championship. Let's compete for a Super Bowl. Sometimes it does. It can say more about you. But the environment, yeah, the teams are hoping that a player can come in and change it. But, yeah, some of these teams, man, you're just stepping into the mud the day that you walk into the building. It's pretty sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk some NFL. Hall of Fame is tomorrow. The induction ceremonies go down. We're going to talk about some changes in the league, potentially. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow The PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.